It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're taking a deep dive into something truly captivating. We're talking forensic science, and specifically, how it's used to crack cases wide open at crime scenes.
Ooh, yeah, I love this stuff. It's amazing how science can essentially tell a story just from the evidence left behind.
Right, like reading a story, but instead of words, it's fingerprints and blood spatters. And speaking of stories, you shared this incredible guide with me. And let me tell you, it's packed with everything from the basics of forensics to some seriously cutting-edge techniques that are straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah. It covers a lot of ground. You really get a sense of how much this field has advanced over the years.
Absolutely. So let's paint a picture for our listeners. A crime has just occurred. The scene is fresh. The clock is ticking. What are the absolute first steps investigators take when they arrive at a crime scene? What's the top priority?
The first hour. Oh, that's crucial. It's all about securing the scene, you know, making sure that everything stays exactly as it is.
Yeah, like hitting the pause button on a movie.
Exactly. You've got a team that swoops in, meticulously taking photographs from every single angle, sketching out the entire layout, and carefully collecting even the tiniest pieces of evidence.
I mean, you really can't miss a single detail, right? It's all about those minute details, the seemingly insignificant things that can turn out to be game changers.
You got it. We're talking fingerprints, blood stains, hair fibers, even those little fibers from clothing. Those are the silent witnesses, and they can tell us a lot more than you might think.
Okay, let's talk about blood for a second, because honestly, the idea that a drop of blood can tell an entire story is just mind-blowing to me.
Oh, bloodstain pattern analysis is a whole fascinating world in itself. Think about it. The shape and how those blood splatters are distributed can reveal the direction of impact, what kind of weapon was used, maybe even the position of the victim, and of course, the attacker.
Wow. So it's like you're reconstructing a whole fight scene just based on the blood.
You got it. It's like putting together a puzzle, only this puzzle is made of bloodstains. And then you've got DNA analysis, which, I mean, we all know has been a game changer in forensic science.
Oh, absolutely. I remember learning in school that our DNA is totally unique. But how exactly does that translate to solving crimes, and how accurate is it?
Well, think of it this way. Even a tiny trace of DNA, a skin cell, a little bit of saliva, that's all it takes to link a suspect to a crime scene. And the accuracy, oh, it's incredibly accurate. You remember the Golden State Killer case? That was cracked wide open decades after the crimes because of a familial DNA match on one of those genealogy websites.
Talk about justice served, even after all those years. Okay, so we've got biology playing a major role, but what about chemistry? Where does that fit into the world of forensics?
Chemistry, oh, it's a huge piece of the puzzle. Think about toxicology reports. They can tell us if someone died from poisoning, if there was a drug overdose involved, and even analyzing residues from explosives, that can actually help trace a bomb back to where it came from. It's like a whole other level of detective work.
It's like science is this incredible detective with a whole toolkit of tricks. But, you know, when I think of crime scenes, physics isn't usually the first thing that pops into my head. Does physics actually play a significant role in investigations?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Imagine figuring out the trajectory of a bullet or figuring out exactly what happened in a car crash, like how fast the cars were going, the angle of impact. That's physics in action. It helps us understand those forces that were at play, and that can be crucial to the whole investigation.
Okay, so we've got biology, chemistry, and physics all working together. But let's be honest, we all love those crime shows with the high-tech gadgets. Are those gadgets really being used in real-life investigations, or is that just Hollywood magic?
Oh, they're definitely real. And it's amazing how they're changing the game. Like drones, for example. They can fly over a crime scene and capture aerial views, which can reveal evidence that you might completely miss from the ground.
That's amazing. Like tire tracks hidden in the grass or footprints leading away from the scene.
Exactly. It's like having an extra set of eyes in the sky. And then there's LiDAR, which stands for light detection and ranging. It uses lasers to create these super detailed 3D maps of a crime scene.
3D maps? That's like something out of a video game.
I know, right? But it's real. And it's incredibly helpful because it captures those tiny details that you wouldn't even see with the naked eye. So you can basically recreate an entire room down to the millimeter.
It's amazing how technology is changing everything, even crime scene investigations. And with technology constantly evolving, I imagine DNA analysis is becoming even more sophisticated.
Absolutely. DNA technology is advancing at an incredible pace. It's getting faster, more accurate, and way less expensive than it used to be. Plus, those huge genetic databases are like gold mines of information. You can have a single strand of hair, and that could potentially link a suspect to a crime that happened years ago.
It's mind-blowing how science can give a voice to the past. But with all this amazing technology, we can't forget about the human element. What of the psychology of the criminals themselves? How do investigators try to understand the minds of someone who commits a crime?
That's where forensic psychology comes in. It's all about understanding the why behind the crime. Why did they do it? What was their motivation? Forensic psychologists, they analyze criminal behavior, they delve into those motives, and they even create profiles to help investigators understand how a criminal might think and act.
So it's like trying to build a psychological puzzle, figuring out the motivations and the thought process of a criminal mind.
Yeah, you could say that. It's about piecing together those psychological clues, and that can be really helpful for investigators. It can help them predict a criminal's next move, understand how they might react in certain situations, and ultimately, it can help bring them to justice.
Yeah, it's like getting a glimpse into their psyche. Yeah. But speaking of unique clues, I've always been fascinated by fingerprints. It's incredible that each one is so distinct, like nature's own little signature, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Fingerprints have been a cornerstone of forensic science for ages.
It's amazing to think that something so small can carry so much weight in an investigation. It's mind-boggling.
I know. You've got those intricate patterns of ridges and valleys, and the analysis involves comparing them, looking for specific details, those tiny little points they call minutiae. It's detailed work, but when you get a match, it's pretty incredible.
It must be especially rewarding in cold cases. I've heard about cases where a fingerprint suddenly connects the dots after years, even decades. It's like a ghost from the past pointing the way.
Oh, absolutely. There was this case in the UK, a fingerprint they found on a cigarette butt at a burglary back in 1993. Well, guess what? It led to the arrest of the guy in 2019, 26 years later.
Wow. Talk about a long time coming. That just shows how important it is to preserve evidence, even if it takes years for technology to catch up. And speaking of technology, crime has definitely gone digital these days. What's the deal with digital forensics? It seems like a whole other world.
Oh, it is. It's all about digging into the data from computers, smartphones, even the smart home devices we've got everywhere now.
Yeah, like our virtual footprints.
Exactly. And investigators can uncover all sorts of stuff. Emails, text messages, what people search for online, their social media, you name it. It's like putting together a virtual puzzle of someone's life.
And potentially uncovering their secrets, right? I guess it's both fascinating and a bit unnerving to think about.
It is. I mean, you can deny being somewhere, but then your fitness tracker data shows you are not only in the area, but running like you were trying to get away.
Wow. No escaping technology these days. But even with all the tech advancements, there's still the human element, especially for the investigators themselves. They're exposed to some pretty heavy stuff. How do they cope with the pressure and the emotional weight of those crimes?
You're hitting on a really important point. I mean, forensic professionals deal with things most of us can't even imagine. Trauma, violence, disturbing scenes. It takes a lot of strength and resilience to handle that kind of exposure day in and day out.
I bet. Do they have any strategies like debriefings or therapy to help them process it all?
Oh yeah, for sure. Support systems are crucial, both personal and professional. Talking to colleagues, therapy, finding a good work-life balance, it all plays a part. And there's a growing awareness of mental health in the field.
That makes sense. It can't be easy to constantly confront the dark side of humanity without it having an impact.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the emotional toll. Investigators also need to stay objective. They can't let emotions or personal biases creep into their work. Justice demands a clear head and sticking to the facts.
It's a delicate balance, for sure. But speaking of justice, can you share any cases where forensic science was key to making sure the right outcome was reached? Like real-world examples where science made the difference.
Oh, there are so many. But the case of Ted Bundy? Oh, there are so many cases. But the case of Ted Bundy, one of the most notorious serial killers in American history, that one really stands out.
Ted Bundy. Yeah, that case is definitely infamous. I remember reading about how he used his charm to lure victims. It's scary to think someone could be so manipulative.
He was a master manipulator, which made him even harder to catch. But forensic science, oh, it played a crucial role in getting that conviction. They found bite mark evidence on one of the victims that was huge.
Bite mark evidence? That's not something you hear about every day.
It's pretty specialized. It's called forensic odontology. Basically, you have experts analyzing bite marks to see if they match a suspect's dental records. And in Money's case, it was a key piece of the puzzle, along with a bunch of other forensic evidence that helped put him away.
Wow. It's those little details, those things you wouldn't even think about, that can change everything. It really shows how meticulous investigators have to be when collecting and analyzing evidence.
You got it. Every piece matters. And it's not just about catching the bad guys. Forensic science is also crucial for proving someone innocent.
That's right. I've heard stories about people being wrongfully convicted, and then DNA evidence sets them free. It's amazing what science can do.
The Innocence Project is a great example. They use DNA testing to overturn wrongful convictions, and they've helped hundreds of people who were wrongly imprisoned, some for decades. It's a powerful testament to how science can right those wrongs.
It's incredible to think about how science can offer that kind of hope and closure for people who've been wrongly accused. It makes you realize how important it is to keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in forensics. What about the future of the field? Are there any advancements you're particularly excited about?
Oh, there's so much happening. It's an exciting time to be in forensic science. DNA technology just keeps getting more and more amazing. We can now get DNA from tiny samples, even touch DNA left on objects.
Touch DNA. So even brushing against something could leave traceable evidence.
Exactly. It opens up a ton of new possibilities for solving crimes. And there are always new techniques being developed. Like, they're working on ways to analyze the chemicals in hair strands, which could give us information about someone's diet, their lifestyle, even where they've been geographically.
That's mind-blowing. It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realize how much information is hidden in plain sight. It makes you look at the world a little differently.
That's one of the coolest things about forensic science. It reveals those hidden stories and everyday things, reminding us that even the most ordinary objects can hold secrets just waiting to be uncovered.
Yeah, it's a constant reminder that there's always more to learn, more to discover, and that science is the key.
Well said. And I think that curiosity, that desire to understand how and why things happen, that's what drives so many people in this field. It's about seeking the truth, no matter how complex or challenging the puzzle might be.
I've learned so much today, and I'm sure our listeners have too. It's been fascinating to explore the world of forensic science with you. It's amazing to see how science, technology, and human ingenuity all come together in this field.
The pleasure was all mine. It's a field that's constantly evolving, always pushing the limits of what's possible. The future of forensic science is bright, that's for sure.
I think we all are. And to our listeners out there, keep that curiosity alive. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep seeking knowledge. The world of forensic science is full of wonder, intrigue, and the promise of justice. Until next time, stay curious, everyone.